This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's startup ecosystem is flourishing at an unprecedented pace, backed by the innovative spirit of the country's youth power. Addressing the Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, he said when the country is working on the roadmap for a developed India by 2047, this Startup Mahakumbh is of great importance. He said in the last decade, India has seen as to how it has made strides in the IT and software sector. The Prime Minister said the youth of the country is chosen to be job creators rather than job seekers. The Prime Minister asked the entrepreneurs to be vigilant about filing their patents quickly. Elaborating on space startups, the Prime Minister said that Indian startups are working in more than 50 areas in the space sector, including the launch of the space shuttle. The Prime Minister stated that the startups launched on the policy platforms are reaching new heights today. He mentioned that the UPI is becoming a pillar of support for the fintech startups, which lead the development of innovative products and services for the expansion of digital services in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the new Bharat does not endure terrorism but teaches a lesson to the perpetrators. Speaking at the Bharat Rising Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said the people who used to terrorize India are nowhere now. The Prime Minister said that the entire world considers the 21st century as a century of India. He highlighted that big rating agencies and economists are assured of rising India, and the entire world is witnessing how India has brought big changes in the last 10 years. The filing of nominations in the first phase of general elections began this morning after the Election Commission issued notification for the first phase of polls. A total of 102 parliamentary constituencies in 17 states and 4 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 19th of April. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. However, for Bihar, the last date for filing nominations is the 28th of this month. The scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 28th, and the last date for the withdrawal of candidatures is March the 30th. Whereas in Bihar, the scrutiny of nominations will be done on 30th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is April the 2nd. Besides, notifications were also issued today for assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The polling in both the states will be held on the 19th of April and the counting will be held on the 2nd of June. India's first indigenous 1500 horsepower engine developed for the country's main battle tank by the public sector BEML was tested today at its Mysuru division in Karnataka. The maiden test firing of the engine was witnessed by Defence Secretary Giridhar Aramani. The engine features cutting-edge technology, high power-to-weight ratio, operability in extreme conditions including in high altitude, sub-zero temperatures and desert environment. After witnessing the successful maiden test, Secretary Giridhar Aramani described the achievement as a transformative moment and a step towards self-reliance. After this accomplishment, BEML will produce engines for trials at the Combat Vehicles Research and Development Establishment, DRDO, followed by its integration into actual vehicles for user testing. NEET PG exam, which was earlier scheduled for 7th of July, will now be conducted on 23rd of June. The National Medical Commission said that the cut-off date for completion of internship and NEET PG will remain unchanged to 15th of August. While the results will be declared on the 15th of July, the academic session will start on 16th of September. The National Testing Agency said that due to elections, the Shresth NETS 2024 exam scheduled for 24th of May has been rescheduled for an early date of 11th May. In Pakistan, 7 armed attackers were shot dead by security forces after they attacked the Gwadar port complex in Balochistan province today. Earlier, multiple blasts and gunfire had been reported at the site. Local media reported that Majid Brigade of the Balochistan Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for the attack. In Swiss Open badminton, Indian star shuttler PV Sindhu has advanced into pre-quarters of the women's single category with a comfortable win in Basel, Switzerland today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.